Backed by apparently popular demand, it's talk about a Southeast Michigan public transit system. Is this an idea whose time has finally come, Jack?
Well, a lot of people hope so, but the fact is it's been voted down, I think, 24 times before, and there are some people in the legislature, mainly Republicans, who just are very skeptical about this, but there is a great need to at least merge the transit systems, the bus systems is what we're talking about here, of the city of Detroit and of the surrounding three-county area. The schedules don't match up. People have a hard time getting to work. There are a lot of people, believe it or not, who don't have cars, don't have access to cars. The governor also has this plan for some rapid smart buses that would be sort of in lieu of any kind of rail transport, but everything's just bogged down. So the encouraging thing is that this is being led now by some Republicans. Republicans, of course, have control of both houses of the legislature, but others seem skeptical, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Some Republicans in the Senate are gunning for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. They say the agency has too much power in designating protection for plants and animals. How eco-friendly is this legislature, Jack?
Well, we're about to find out, and there's likely to be a clash between the legislature, especially if this bill passes. Now, we're talking about a bill by Senator Tom Casperson of the Upper Peninsula from Escanaba. He doesn't want the DNR to have the right to protect endangered species, as incredible as it sounds. He's more interested in using land for development. He owns a logging business. He wants to do logging in state forest, and this has really set the environmental community on edge. People are quite upset. The governor, however, has portrayed himself as an environmentalist. He's gotten high environmental rankings, and if this bill were to be passed, if it were to reach his desk, it'd be a very big question as to what he would do.
And finally, the topic Michigan loves to talk about, Jimmy Hoffa, who vanished from a suburban Detroit restaurant way back in 75, won a place of friendly bet on whether the latest rumor will finally solve that mystery, Jack.
I don't think the mystery will ever be solved, Rena. It's solved to my satisfaction because a head of the organized crime squad years ago told me that he was convinced, he was Italian himself, that Hoffa had been sent to a rendering plant and essentially made in the Crisco, but which actually I believe. But every summer, it seems like, somebody, usually some prisoner with time on his hands, claims that Hoffa's buried somewhere. The latest site is a driveway in suburban Roseville on the east side of Detroit. Prudently, the authorities are not going to destroy the whole driveway. They've dug a hole and taken a soil sample. If the soil sample shows anything, I guess then they'll dig up the driveway. But unless you know where he is, Rena, unless he's hiding in your tool shed, I think Jimmy Hoffa now will be 105. I think the mystery will go on.
Well, thanks for the Crisco image. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Jack.
You too.